So we're hanging out this morning with Razzle, who has a brand new, wonderful album out called Roto Nova. And good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. G.
It's very nice to finally get a chance to chat.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to talk with you and the audience.
And now, just so folks know, that you are calling in from Spain.
Yes.
And the weather out there is getting a little chilly, too.
So yeah, it's a sunny day here.
Nice and sunny, though?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we'll take some of that. The reason that I wanted to talk with you is you do have this beautiful album out, Roto Nova, and it is very groovy and fusion-y. And now, how did you go about naming this album and many of the tracks on it, as they are a little bit weird?
Yes. Well, I'm actually a mess when it comes to naming songs in general. For example, the title of the album, Roto Nova, is the name of the album songs, some of the album songs. And it's a sort of bossa in which I use a particular pedal called Rotosphere that simulates the sound of a Leslie rotary amp. And it's one of my favorite sounds that defines how I express myself when I play guitar and my finger picking style. So the core of the song is quite catchy. So I decided to use that song to name the album. But I know that some titles of the album are very weird, just like Sugar's Nectar or Snail Underground.
Yeah. I love Sugar's Nectar.
Yeah.
I love that song. And the title is so fitting.
Yeah, it's a Sugar's Nectar is a weird title because Sugar's was a very typical candy for people of my age when we were kids. And sometimes I wonder if what could be happen if I take some Sugar's and make a juice with all of them.
Mm.
And I know it's really stupid, but at that moment I was recording the track of Sugar's Nectar. And that's the reason that Sugar's Nectar is called Sugar's Nectar.
I think all the kids would love that juice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you'd be a hit with the kids. Now, so this album is filled with not just great music, but great musicians.
Mm.
How did you get such great accompanying musicians such as, you know, Mike Keneally from, well, Frank Zappa fame,
yeah,
and Damian Erskine? How did you go about getting them to work with you?
Well, actually, it's something I can't believe it yet. I always like musicians that I consider different, especially those who are very expressive and in the way they play. So I think all the musicians in Roto Nova have that quality. You know? So it was very easy. So I get in touch with all of them. And I tell about my plan, and to my surprise, they know only replied me. So also accept my invitation, and it was a great moment for me.
Yeah.
So I got in touch with Damian and Brian and Charlie first,
mm-hmm,
because I needed the bass. Damian is a bass player, and Brian Beller is a bass player, and Charlie Danner is a keyboardist and organ player from New Orleans. And I need the bass player and the organs to start all the bass of the album. And once I have my guitars recording, I got in touch with Mike Keneally and Andy Brown, and I invite them to collaborate into song, and they accept too the invitation. So it was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you got a yes response from all of them.
Yes.
Man, if you had that much luck with the girls.
Yes.
So that is fantastic. That shows people to, you know, reach out, and perhaps those folks will reach back to you. Take a chance.
Yes, it was great. I know that I'm very fortunate man, because they asked me very quick, and they told me, okay, you are, it's a very good project, so okay, let's go. What can I do in that song?
And how long did it take to put this from start to finish?
Well, I've been recording around 1 year and a half,
mm-hmm,
because it's very complicated to meet with all of them once. at once.
Yeah.
So some of them recorded tracks in their own home studios, and some others were just in Spain because they were on tour or just passing by, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's taken me about a year and a half to prepare the final album.
Well worth it. Well worth it, yeah. And now, so personally, how would you describe the sound intergalactic dirty guitar grooves for earthling weirdos? Because I think I'm one of them. So how do you see that sound?
Okay, well, it's a mix of everything I like and everything that my head has been absorbing all these years. So first, I am a big fan of the science fiction of the 50s and the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Movies like The World Wars and The Day the Earth Stood Still, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and so on. And I've been trying to incorporate some alien touches in my movie, in my music. For example, the robots I use in the cover mm-hmm. of the CD mm-hmm. were made by an artist called Gordon Bennett. He's from Brooklyn. And that guy makes robots using parts of home electric equipment like radios and electric fans and washing machines and things like that. And he's really amazing. I love his work. And second, I love groove and dirty sounds too.
Yeah.
I like guitar effects that are a bit out of the ordinary. Those that sound like you are going to break the speaker.
Yeah.
For example, Medeski, Martin, and Wood are incredible doing that, and I love that band. And third, I'm an earthling.
You are.
And I think this kind of music is for earthling. Maybe not very normal ones, uh-huh. but earthling.
Us weirdos.
Yes.
Well, it makes me proud to be a weirdo to listen to this music, for sure. I get it. I get whatever it is you meant to do, I get it, for sure. And so, coming from Spain, how has living there helped you? Well, you already kind of touched on, you got to see some artists when they were on tour and others had to send it to you, probably electronically and this, that, and the other. But how does it help you to create and market an album when you're in Spain versus probably the United States or London, let's say?
Yeah, well, it's very difficult because I had to dedicate some time finding out about record labels and how to writing. And all these things, since I did everything on my own. I also have some good friends that have guided me and given me good tips. The difficulty is when you finally have the album at home and you wonder, what the hell can I do with all these boxes full of CDs?
Yeah.
So it's difficult because at that moment you have to think in distribution and promotion and all of that. For me, it's the most difficult thing because Europe is supposed to be a good place for this style of music, but Spain is a complicated place to make it work. In fact, most of the albums I've sold have been in the USA and some European countries like Finland, Germany, and Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Self-production has some advantages. But it's a good thing because I know that in the future I have a big knowledge for next recording.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's a learning thing.
Yes, of course.
You know, and your next album will grow, so will your knowledge of how to get it to the right places.
Yes, I know that I will do some things in the same way. Maybe other things, I don't do the same things, but I learned a lot about of this thing.
Yeah, it's, well, I hope the best for the album and everywhere, because I do think it's one that will surprise people for sure.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's very surprising from track to track. Very nice. So, you know, a little bit selfish of me, I hope to sometime see this kind of music and yourself in the United States, but in the future, Do you see yourself working with, or maybe even which musicians out there would you like to do some collaborating with? And if so, do you see yourself coming to the United States anytime soon?
Yes, I love that question because it gives me the chance to fantasize about it. Well, right now the musicians I'd like to play or work with are the ones closer to the ideas in my head. Mm-hmm. And I have several tracks based on keyboards, trios.
Oh.
And if I think about that band, one of my favorite musicians is John Medeski.
Mm-hmm.
His originality and taste is amazing. Even when he plays in the most paranoid situations, is really amazing. And of course, for the trio, to complete a trio, I would love, I like Stanton Moore.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a drummer, and he's able to move in very diverse styles. And his last album, Emphasize, is one of the albums I listen to more often.
Mm-hmm.
And about touring on USA, yes, it would be awesome, and I would love it. But I think I need to find the right moment, and of course, a good contact or manager or something like that, who were interested in my music. So, but it would be great for me.
Yeah, it'd be nice to find, you know, a Medeski and a Moore over here ready to go on a short, you know, an around the block tour of the States. Yeah, I had interviewed Stanton in the past, and he's just a fantastic guy, and he is one of the hardest working men in the music industry, I think.
Yes, and he's a friend of one of the musicians he plays in the album.
Mm-hmm.
He's a friend of Charlie Dennett.
Yeah.
Yes. And yeah, Charlie, when he was here at home, talked me about Stanton because Stanton, I tell him that I was a really fan of Stanton Moore, and he told me well, I play usually with Stanton when I was in New Orleans.
Mm,
so
there you go.
Yeah,
well, there's
great.
A start. maybe there is the start. Who knows? Well,
maybe.
I look forward to the next album, but I'm so happy to be in touch with this album right now for a while. And now, if people wanted to check out more about you, is there a website, a place to look up your music?
Yes. It's my website, russellplanet.com. And now I'm redesigning the website, but now I have the MySpace site totally working, and there people can purchase the album and see information about me and about my concerts and my projects and so on.
So there's an easy way for folks around the globe to keep in touch and learn more about Razzle and the music. That's great.
Oh, great, yeah.
That's wonderful. And I just want to thank you for your time and your music today, and I look forward to spinning more of it in the future.
Yes, it was nice to talk with you. Thank you again, Mr. G, for contacting me and give me this opportunity to talk with you. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, and I look forward to future conversations down the road.
Yes, it will be great.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll talk more about playing after you played with Stanton.
Yes.
We'll talk about that experience.
Okay, perfect.